Give him no sass or he'll kick your ass. It ain't no jive trying to stay alive. Silky won't revive from his fire.
Music from the Lawn Jockeys right there from the amazing show Sounds of Shock Theater. And we're going to be doing our Halloween show next week here on Kaleidoscope. Lots of spooky sounds for right after trick or treat. But we had to check in tonight because this Friday night it is Horrorama. It's at Inglewood Cinema, and I have two of the organizers in the house, Rick Martin and Matt Brassfield. Welcome, guys.
Hey.
Thank you. Speaking of spooky sounds, right?
Yeah. Our voices.
The two of us.
The spooky guys in charge of the spooky movies. Well, guys, why don't we start off? For those who may not be familiar with Horrorama, what is it? Tell us about it.
Well, if you don't know about Horrorama, then shame on you. But Horrorama is actually, it's a horror movie marathon. Every year for the last 16 years, we've put this movie marathon on for charity. And it started in, good Lord, 1996 at the Flicker Palace in Huber Heights. It was Andy Kopp, Dr. Creep, and me putting on this presentation of films. And we've pretty much done this every year for all these years, getting old with Horrorama.
Yeah.
And then Matt Brassfield, you came in, what, like 5 years ago?
About 8 years ago.
Was it 8 years? Because we found you on the street kind of like hitchhiking, and we're like, hey, you want to work with Horrorama people? And you're like, okay.
Does it pay?
Yeah, well, we gave you food. So.
Yeah, it was hot dogs.
Yeah, but the whole
popcorn.
And chili.
Yeah.
And chicken wings.
Yeah.
But the whole idea behind Horrorama.
I ate a lot of chicken wings with Andy and Tommy Gunn, Dr. Creep.
Exactly. But the whole idea behind Horrorama, get a bunch of movie fans who love scary films together, get them in a theater, watch a bunch of really good and a few really bad movies, have contests, come in costumes, scream contests, all sorts of things like that.
Yeah, there's prizes and...
Yeah.
I mean, you can meet local celebrities. I mean, before we had, before his passing, we had like Carl Day there before. We've had a lot of really cool local faces there.
Right. And it was, and it's also Horrorama is something very close and near and dear to Dr. Creep's heart. Now, the Creeper, aka Barry Hobart, sadly passed away January 14th of 2011. But he was at almost every Horrorama from day one, and he would stay from like 6 in the evening till like 7 the next morning. And we're like, you know, Dr. Creep, you know, you're getting up there in years. You probably should go home and get some sleep. And he's like, no, I'm staying. Yeah. I want to watch Blackenstein.
It was this with Dr. Creep. It was when girls would walk by, it was, oh, look at you. and then it was... Every once in a while, it was, hey, Matt, could you get me a Mountain Dew? Could you get me a hot dog? Sure, Barry.
Oh, Dr. Creep.
Well, part of Horrorama is the fact that, you know, it's not just getting together and watching creepy films and having a good time. It is a charity event, and I know that, you know, giving back to the community was something that was really near and dear to Dr. Creep's heart, and that's something that you guys have continued on. Who is the money going to this year?
It's the Dayton Alzheimer's Association this year. A lot of us have family members who are going through Alzheimer's related conditions, and so we've decided that would be an appropriate charity to donate to.
Yeah.
And let's talk about the movies. I was going to say what movies, but how about we run through some of them, because it is quite the stellar lineup this year, I have to say. I'm really excited about
these
films.
And we should also mention that this is the last year, too, that a lot of them will be shown on 35mm print. Movie theaters are moving away from their projectors and going digital. So this is the last year for Horrorama to show 35mm print. So.
At least as far as we know. I mean, right now we have 3 of the 5 movies we're showing Friday night are off of 35mm. The other 2 are being digitally projected. Digital. And then we anticipate future years going all digitally digital. Projection, you know, digital projections of the films.
as keeping with the industry standard. I know the big theaters have already made the switch, and some of the other community theaters, the Neon just made their switch. Little Art is in the process of fundraising for their conversion, and I guess Inglewood will be making theirs sometime in the next year as well.
Right, right. And, you know, I mean, we're all going to miss 35 millimeter. It's a wonderful format. The thing I guess we won't miss, or maybe we will, are things like the film breaking or the film burning.
Or the year that they sent us Nightmare and a Damaged Brain, remember?
Oh, yeah.
And it was backwards.
Yeah, that was awesome. That was awesome. I remember going to a screening of October Sky back in like 97, and they actually had it on the projection reels backwards, and we're like, this is a whole different movie now.
Makes so much more sense.
All those fun little quirks of 35 millimeter. I'm sure something quirky will arise with digital projection as well.
Digital breakup.
Yeah,
really.
Very true.
Really, but this year we have some really neat movies, and we're going to start the show with The Atomic Brain Invasion, which is kind of a homage to the wonderful 50s science fiction films, and it's family friendly.
Yeah. Given to us by the company Pop Cinema, who has been a sponsor of our little shindig for many years now.
So. Yeah, they're good folk. And Matt, what's our second movie?
Our second movie is Creepshow, directed by George Romero.
No!
Written by Stephen King.
No!
Special effects by Tom Savini.
No!
Starring Leslie Nielsen.
No!
Ted Danson.
Yes!
Adrian Barbeau.
Oh, yes!
And it is an anthology film that follows, much like the EC comics,
The Tales from the Crypt
and Vault of Horror. It's a really good movie, and if you've never seen it, shame on you. You get to see Leslie Nielsen as a bad guy.
And Adrian Barbeau's cleavage, which is not necessarily a bad thing.
And Stephen King playing a redneck.
Yeah.
Exactly.
Watching pro wrestling.
Getting covered in moss.
Going, oh, golly.
And then our third movie
I know, it's very near and dear to Matt's heart.
The third movie? Yes. Is the 1980s film Trick or Treat. I'm not talking about the new one that just came out a couple years ago. We're talking Sammy Kerr.
Big hair, people. Big hair.
If you like 80s hair metal, you will love this movie. It's about a outcast metalhead in the high school who is picked on because of his music taste.
That never happens.
No, not at all. Who happens to love a guy named Sammy Kerr, who is this 80s rock god to him, who went to the same high school, and he idolizes him. But sadly, Sammy Kerr dies.
Aww.
But through the power of playing vinyl records backwards, Sammy Kerr returns.
Which is cool because, you know, I've done that, and that works, actually.
Yeah, it works. It just makes you buy another record, so then the record's coming.
And we should add that there are cameo appearances in the film.
Let's see. It stars cameos by Ozzy Osbourne and Gene Simmons of Kiss. It also stars Tony Fields and Mark Price. Mark Price, many of you will know as Skippy from Family Ties.
Rumor has it that A Gene Simmons, and I'll put it that way, A Gene Simmons may appear at Horrorama this year to sign autographs.
That's true. That is true.
Oh, that's it.
And we're not talking about the Gene Simmons who was in Spartacus, I believe. We're not talking about that one.
Oh, man, then I'm not going.
And a musical connection there is Fastway, who did the music for Trick or Treat.
The lead singer is Flogging Molly.
Is Flogging Molly, right. Yep. So for all you Flogging Molly fans out there, if you want to kind of hear the lead singer before they were, you should check this movie
out. And if you like big hair and guys dancing like ballerinas on stage.
And what's not to like about that?
Exactly. Then this movie's for you. I cannot stress how great, cheesy, fun this movie is. And just for fun, if you do come, make sure to watch during one scene. They have Billy Bob from Showbiz Pizza, the mascot, being wheeled out on a stretcher. So just keep an eye out for that.
And the fourth movie is pretty much as dear to my heart as Trick or Treat is to yours, Matt.
Indeed.
And it also was very near and dear to Dr. Creep's heart, too. And I know Andy Kopp loves it as well.
I love
it's
too.
A rare 35 millimeter print of Reanimator, which is the Stuart Gordon-directed movie based on the Lovecraft short stories, starring Jeffrey Combs, who, by the way, is one of the sponsors of Horrorama this year.
Barbara Crampton,
who Barry, Dr. Creep, had a huge crush over and loved her in this movie, and some other good people, and a whole lot of zombies.
Yes.
And this film is not kid-friendly, so, you know, send those kids home by this point, because it's got zombies, it's got nudity, it's got
blood.
It's all good. It's everything to like about 80s horror films.
Yeah, it's a wild ride. And speaking of, like you were getting ready to say, tell them about the Jeffrey Combs.
Yeah, Jeffrey Combs, who plays Herbert West in the three Reanimator films, and he's been on tons of different characters on all the different Star Trek films, Deep Space Nine, Voyager, Enterprise. Jeffrey Combs donated an 8x10 glossy from Reanimator, and he signed it.
Very nice.
So some lucky Horrorama attendee is going to win an autographed Jeffrey Combs Herbert West glossy.
That's very cool. And I have to say, you know, being a Lovecraft story, it's a different kind of zombie movie. Like you say, there are zombies, but it's definitely I feel like it's a different zombie
experience. Word reanimated really fits for it.
Yeah.
Well, to give you a brief description of the film for those who haven't seen it, and if you haven't seen it, shame on you.
That's right.
It's about a doctor, a med student actually, played by Jeffrey Combs, who figures out a way to create a formula that will bring dead people back to life. But when they come back to life, they're not exactly normal. And we'll just kind of leave it at that. But there are things in this movie that you will probably never see again in another film. And once you see them, you'll never forget them.
No.
A man getting strangled by intestines is always an interesting visual element.
Very much so.
It's kind of the classic mad scientist story with a definite twist.
Oh, yeah. And I've got some Reanimator fluid in my car right now for the party on Friday. So I just showed it to Matt a little bit ago.
So all those people that have been to Horrorama every year, Rick Martin is returning in his Herbert West outfit.
Well, I kind of like to think that it's the Rick Martin outfit that Herbert West just copied. And what's our final movie?
Our final film is a local shot movie, actually. The director, Jim Van Bever's The Manson Family.
Ooh, folks.
So if you like local shot horror films, and if you like Jim Van Bever and his films like Deadbeat at Dawn and My Sweet Satan, then this one is definitely for you.
And it's a very grisly movie, and actually has an appearance by Carl Day in the film.
Has a lot of local people. Andy Kopp, our fellow cohort here, he did some of the effects for it.
And Jeff Berkman from Renaissance Music Media, the G-Man, a.k.a. the zombie in the football helmet in George Romero's Day of the Dead.
He is also in it. So it's very downbeat. So this one's definitely not for the kids. But if you are a Charles Manson and the Manson Family fanatic, you will get quite a kick out of
it. That sounds like a rock group. It's Charlie Manson and the Manson Family, kids. There you go. I heard a rumor that Charles Manson was actually just released from prison, but I haven't had a chance to verify that yet.
Well, he said that he would stop doing all of that he did if the Spice Girls would play for him and he could just live here in Yellow Springs.
So
he's probably right outside right now.
And I think he's going to attend Horrorama too.
Well, guys, you know, we've talked about kind of, you know, there are kid-friendly movies, and then there are kind of, as we go later into the evening, the more adult films. Mm-hmm. But it is kind of, you know, if you want to bring kids at the beginning, it is kind of family-friendly, you know, use your discretion.
We at Horrorama love kids. I mean, they taste great with ketchup and mustard.
I would say that Horrorama is a family event if your kids grew up watching horror films.
Well, I was thinking, you know, it's a family event if your family is the Addams Family.
Or the Manson Family.
But no, we're going to have a kids costume contest. So if you are bringing the little ones, you know, see if you can dress them up in costumes. Charlie Manson is a great costume for a little kid to wear. And then
pigs.
Yeah, exactly. Then we're going to have an adult costume contest.
Yes. Who's going to judge that? I think we were saying that.
I think it's a Baron Von Porkchop. Some guy named Matt Brassfield, maybe. Is he going to be a judge,
yes,
I think?
And, yes, Rick Martin's
I don't know who that is.
And Andy Kopp. So quite a bit of good judges.
Well, judges.
And I should add that Baron Von Porkchop will be a guest on this show next week as part of our Halloween show.
Nice.
So,
cool.
Yeah, look forward to that. I have to say, guys, you know, a lot of these movies this year, especially like Reanimator and Creepshow, people may have seen on DVD or VHS back in the day, but there's really something about seeing a film not only on the big screen,
but from 35 millimeter,
and in a crowd of people
who are all doing Mystery Science Theater.
It's so much fun because you feed off the energy of the people in the audience. And, you know, sometimes it's like, man, I wish the guy in front of me would just shut up and watch the movie. But you also, you know, you enjoy it, too. It's all good.
There's a crowd full of Tom Servos out there. And they all come to Horrorama.
Tom Servo's my favorite. He's got the bubblegum head. Well, guys, looking ahead from Horrorama, I know that there are a few other Halloween things happening on Saturday then that you're both involved in. Yeah. Tell us a little bit about that, too. So once people wake up on Saturday evening, they know what to do.
Do you want to go first, Rick? Or you
I was deferring to you.
All right.
No, I changed my mind.
What I have going on is the DATV Scare-a-thon, which starts, I believe, at 8 o'clock. And it'll be local and non-local programming. And we have a Baron Von Porkchop Terrifying Tales of the Macabre Halloween special where the Baron finally gets to go trick-or-treating and runs into a very, what's the right word I'm looking for?
Notorious
urban legend.
Uh-huh.
So, the film we'll be showing is another local shot film called Werewolf of Ohio. And it is going to start at 10 p.m.
What's the urban legend? You can tell us. It's just the two of us, Matt.
No.
What's the urban legend he runs into?
I will give a hint. He carries a sword.
Dun, dun, dun.
A sword.
King Arthur?
Yes.
Okay, cool. I guess it.
But the episode will also have many cameos. Other local horror host, Dr. Freak, is involved. It's going to be a good time.
Dr. Looney?
Our actual host here has a cameo in this Halloween special.
Yes, I do. And we should say also that the Scare-a-thon is put together by another friend of ours,
Henrik Kudo.
Mr. Henrik Kudo.
Yay!
Who has some new Halloween music that we'll be listening to on next week's show.
Yes.
And Rick, what do you have going on Saturday?
Well, Saturday is a continuation of the Fairborn Halloween Festival. So, assuming that my lovely assistant, I'm sorry, Matt, that's not you, that my lovely female assistant, I should say, and I are awake on Saturday evening.
Matt Tina.
There you go.
Which is my alter ego.
It's Matt in a tutu. We will be there at the Halloween Festival with Dr. Creep DVDs, with our new Dr. Creep 40th Anniversary t-shirts, and all that good stuff. So I think that's going to be, well, assuming we're awake, from like probably 4 in the afternoon till 10 o'clock at night or something like that.
And everyone knows that Foy's is a good time.
Oh, Foy's is wonderful. And they're one of our big sponsors this year.
Always.
They've donated a lot of good prizes. We got a lot of prizes to give away. It's been a little tough this year.
Ooh.
So one thing that we would ask is that if people have movies they don't want or props they don't want, bring them to Horrorama because we'll convert those into prizes and give those back out to people. It's just,
definitely.
The economy has been a little tight on our sponsors this year.
Definitely. But we still got some really good sponsors this year. We got Mavericks Cards and Comics and Bullbook and Comic and Game Swap and Kettering and am I missing some?
Quite a few actually. Let's see, Mike King,
yes.
Foy's, I think Matt Brassfield.
Yeah.
In fact, I think we're giving him away as one of the prizes.
No. It's Andy this year.
Oh, are we giving Andy Kopp away?
Yeah.
Ooh.
Yeah. And speaking of giveaways, Juliet Frumholt,
yes.
We have a giveaway for one of your lucky listeners.
Excellent.
I'll let Rick Martin tell what this giveaway is.
This lovely little item, which you can't see in front of your very eyes, is the Shock Theater episode of The Headless Eyes,
ooh,
hosted by Dr. Creep. And it's a fun little flick, like I said, hosted by Dr. Creep. It's the perfect Halloween video to watch.
Excellent. And we are going to give that – we're going to do a trivia question, right, guys?
Yeah. Let's do that.
Okay, let me give you guys the number first. The number to call, if you know the answer to the question, the first person to answer correctly will win the DVD. We'll mail it to you. The number to call is 937-769-1998. That's 937-769-1998. The first caller to correctly answer this question will win. What's the question, guys?
What biker bar? Oh, never mind. Matt, you go ahead and ask the question.
The question is, name one of the puppet sidekicks from any era of Shock Theater. So any of the puppet sidekicks.
Or it could be Clubhouse 22 as well,
or
which Dr. Creep posted.
We will include Clubhouse 22. So just give us that puppet name.
Yes, there are quite a few puppets to choose from. So the question is, name one of the puppets that appeared on either Shock Theater or Clubhouse 22 with Dr. Creep. You have quite a few options. First caller at 937-769-1998 wins a copy of this new Shock Theater DVD. Guys, if people want more info on Horrorama or want to keep up on other things that are happening, I know there are also occasionally posts about some of Andy's film showings at Inglewood Cinema and all of that. Where can they go online?
You can definitely check us out on Facebook. There's multiple Dr. Creep pages on there. We have a Horrorama Dayton Facebook page. You can get a hold of Bloodline Video, which is a company that I run, if you have questions. You can run into Rick at Foy's. You can come and visit us if you know us personally. So
or you can call the Inglewood Cinema at a phone number that I have entirely blanked out on.
We'll put it on our Facebook page. We're at facebook.com/kaleidoscope radio. Miss Gladgirl is clicking away over there, putting some links up for us. So check us out. And be that first caller with the correct answer to our trivia question. I think we've got some people on the line, so we're going to get to those calls right now.
We got
now.
One more thing that we'd like to say.
Yeah.
For all the fans of Shock Theater and Dr. Creep, me and Rick Martin are working on some juicy stuff.
Excellent.
Very, very juicy. Yes.
So fans of vintage Shock Theater will be very happy next Halloween, in theory.
And that's all we can say unless you pay us $1 million.
So keep tabs on the Dr. Creep Facebook pages and Bloodline Video's Facebook page for more info on that in the coming months and year. 937-769-1998 to win our prize if you are the first person with the correct answer to our trivia question. Matt, Rick, thank you so much for being here.
Thank you for having us.
We'll see you Friday at Horrorama. It's Horrorama Dayton this Friday night at Inglewood Cinema. Movies start around 7 o'clock. Be there or be square. Come in costume. We've got all the info up on our Facebook page, facebook.com/kaleidoscope radio. Here's some music from Mark Lanigan.